Jim Taylor visiting with ag broadcasting legend Max Armstrong. We caught up with him recently at a youth livestock auction in Aledo, Illinois, hosted by Mercer County. Good to see you out and about. Always nice to come to these events, I know.
Jim, I enjoy it so much. You know, it's such a great proving ground for young people, and it quite often leads to tremendous careers for many of them eventually because they develop that work ethic, as you know.
I know when you're in this business, if you have advice for young broadcasters, it is to get your boots on the ground and get to events like this. Get in the barn, get in the show ring, get in the field, things like that. You got a feel ag and you got a feel farming, don't you?
Well, you really do. I mean, it's not really something I wanted to do as a teenager, but I wanted to be in radio. I wanted to be on the air from the age of about 7 or 8. And then things just came together to be an agriculture broadcaster, and I've been so blessed, so thankful. And the big part of that is the people, as you know, the people you get to meet, the families. And, you know, as we were coming from the airport, coming into Aledo, I said, you know, I've met so-and-so from just down the road and down around Monmouth, down in Warren County. And I know folks over here and certainly in Knox County. And it's just such a great feeling to have that sense of community that we've had by being around so many folks in agriculture.
I was going to ask you, where have you been? But I guess the better question for Max Armstrong is, where haven't you been?
Man, I don't know where I start with that. But, of course, Illinois is the state I know the best. And I've been in every county of the state and so many of the communities. And over the period of time I've been doing this, the neat thing about it is the generations. You know, I'll see young people here, and I know their great-grandparents, you know, because I was a pork producer meeting with them in 1975. Mm-hmm. And there's just something really neat to see these families. And the social media, of course, helps you track many of these. And you'll see the grandfather or great-grandfather standing at the edge of the show ring. And there's something pretty neat about that. We still have these great family ties yet in many of our communities. We haven't lost that yet, and I hope we don't.
Where did you grow up at? And give me a few of your first memories of, I guess, agriculture for you personally.
Yeah, I grew up on the farm in Gibson County, Indiana, just across the line from Mount Carmel, Illinois. And the fair, in fact, I'll tell you a very true story. My home fair in Indiana, the Gibson County Fair, I have been a shareholder throughout my entire life. And finally, I was feeling guilty about that. And some of the local guys said, hey, you want to sell your shares? And I just sold the shares to the home county fair, which is going on this week.
Oh, man.
I just sold those about 9 months ago. And so I'm kind of tracking that fair with the social media. But with my schedule, I hadn't been able to get back in probably 8 or 10 years. And I feel terrible about that. But I think of those early experiences and the friendships that were formed during fair week. And, you know, we were also at the same time practicing football, throwing watermelons all day. We didn't grow melons on our farm, but by the end of the summer, Dad didn't need me quite as much. You know, we had all of the corn and beans cultivated. And so we had a neighboring farmer who had daughters, no sons, to help him with the melon crop. So I would go and help out at melon time.
Yeah, awesome. So two questions here. When was the first time you flipped the switch on microphone-wise in radio? That's my first question. Second question is, when was the first time anyone ever said, Max Armstrong, I heard you on the radio today?
Yeah, that's a real good question. The station was, at the time, WVMC, Mount Carmel, Illinois, 1360. Oh, wow. And our home farm was within 12 miles of two radio stations, one at Princeton, Indiana, which now carries me today and is still on the air, WRAY AM and FM, and then WVMC. I got my FCC license, which was required in those days to operate a radio station, to take the transmitter readings. You had to have at least a basic license issued by the Federal Communications Commission, and I got mine the same month I got my driver's license in 1969 when I was 16. And so I settled in there, and I'll never ever forget or certainly stop appreciating the fellows who allowed me the opportunity as a teenager and as a college student to come into the stations and to be on the air. Those two stations I mentioned, there were a couple of summers where I worked both stations the same day. I'd start out in the morning, and you know, they needed help in the summertime. I'd start out in the morning in Mount Carmel, Illinois, on a Sunday morning. Well, I never missed a day of church, by the way, until I started in radio. That was the beginning of the end. And I'd start out on Sunday morning at WVMC. I was 21 years old. I'd work till 3 in the afternoon. I went home, took a shower, and I'd go to Princeton, Indiana, and I'd run that station till midnight. And I kept the call letters straight. That was the amazing thing, Jim.
All right, so I do the math, so that means Max Armstrong, effective 2019, will be 50 years in broadcasting, right? If you said 1969 was your first year, are you reflective when you meet a milestone like that?
Yeah, you're right. I never thought about it, but that is right. And I don't think about that as much as I do. I think about the experiences and the people that I've met. And the beauty, you know, having spent all of those years in Chicago, there are so many people in that major metropolitan area that I've gotten to know. I walked up to the TSA agent at Midway Airport a year ago this month, and he looked at my license, and he looked up, and he said, "I've always enjoyed you on the air." And Jim, when you hear something like that, as you know, as a person in broadcasting, it really means a lot to you.
All right. Comment about this ongoing, you can call it a trade war, trade dispute, I've heard, tit for tat. Just your observation on what's going on with that right now.
Well, given the fact that we're many years already into a tough farm economy, it's that gut punch that we really didn't need. However, you know, this is the way the gentleman in the White House does business. We've had the assurance that farmers are going to be okay at the end of the day, and we've got to watch and see how this plays out. Understandably, the people of agriculture are nervous. We've got big production continuing to pressure prices. Maybe worried about the trough, at least on the corn price. Who knows? But how much more bad news can you throw at the market? We're already anticipating big production this year. We're hoping that these kinds of prices will bring in world buyers to try to prop up the prices a little bit. So we have to watch and see how this plays out. We've never had this kind of an atmosphere. Quite often in recent days, I've thought of Clayton Yeider, former trade representative for the United States. He was the president of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange at one time. This is not the way Clayton would have handled a trade deal, but these are different times. The Chinese are very different trading partners. We have to just watch and see how it plays out and hope that the agriculture community will come out well at the end of the day. There's not much we can do about it at the moment. We'll see what Congress wants to do. This is probably the best atmosphere for writing a farm bill. When we wrote the 2014 Farm Bill, we had a robust ag economy, and you know, people weren't so concerned about crop insurance and feeling the need to protect it as much. This is probably the atmosphere you want when we're worried about the future, to have a good farm bill written, and hopefully after the conferees do their work, that's what we'll have. There are a lot of pieces in play at the moment. It's a very interesting time. In all of the years I've been an ag broadcaster, there's been nothing quite like this.
Only 49 years in ag broadcasting. Sir, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure visiting with you. An honor to be on the broadcast with you.
Good to see Max Armstrong.